Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 20th day of October, Anno Domini 2018, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here comes the news. Also, brace yourselves. We are still in the middle of a fun drive, so we'll be talking about that as well. But let us start with the news. Microsoft patches. Let's talk about those, shall we? This month's bad patches made headlines. Lots of headlines for very good reasons. You have our sympathy if you click check for updates and got all of the files in your documents and photos folders deleted. Also videos and downloads and everything else. Even if you didn't become a seeker, didn't manually check for updates, your month may have been filled with blue screens, odd chicken and egg errors, and destroyed audio drivers. And Edge and your UWP or Metro Store apps might have been kicked off the internet, and you didn't even need to lift a finger. Hard to believe that Windows 10 version rollouts could get any worse, but this month hit the bottom of an apparently bottomless barrel. Some folks who clicked check for updates wound up with brand spanking new copies of Windows 10 version 1809, and all of the files in their documents, pictures, music, and video folders disappeared. Now that we're on October C week, the week containing the third Tuesday of the month, version 1809 is back in beta testing, and there are a few patches for those who want to continue with 1809. Microsoft hasn't come up with a fix for the deleted files, and a whole lot of people are in a whole lot of hurt.
And this is not the first time it's happened.
No.
Right. Microsoft vowed that it would fix the bizarre error where the patch installer isn't smart enough to update itself prior to installing new patches. The primary symptom is an error 0x8000FFF when installing the monthly rollup. Service stack update sequencing problem is so bad it looks like Microsoft stopped pushing the monthly rollout at the end of B week. There's been a slew of junk updates this month. Bad driver number one, HP keyboards. Bad driver number two, Intel audio. Edge can't find the internet. Metro store apps might not be able to connect either. Jet database patch doesn't work. I'm not going to go through the whole list because we only got 2 hours. The past 4 months have shown repeatedly that you'd have to be crazy or ignorant of the past to continue applying Windows patches as soon as they're released. July patching was an unmitigated disaster. After some initial missteps, August fared substantially better. September saw a bunch of V2 patches that got yanked suddenly, but it all worked out in the end if you waited long enough. Now October is back to the same old, same old. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Microsoft patching is a nightmare. Your choices are, oh, believe me, I know. I've been lucky so far. I turned off updates a while ago, and I turned off Windows a while ago. So far, we've got 36 votes. I turned off Windows a while ago is the number one choice. But, of course, we know that's not true since most of our callers are on Windows. But I know you'll have more to say about this. So if you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, you will see the first link there is the forums. And the second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the first item under poll discussions is 20 October 18, Microsoft patching is a nightmare. And we currently have three posts in there, and we'd love to hear from you there. And we'd also love to hear from you here. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
And that's sort of the catch-22 of patching, is that you need the patches to fix your problems. You just don't want them to give you new problems.
And yeah, when the patch doesn't do the patch, it needs another patch to patch that patch, and you're no better off. In fact, you're worse because now all of a sudden it deleted a bunch of your files.
Right.
Yeah, that's a real big win. Chromebook.
Well, and that's the thing. Chromebooks still actually work every day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, not a problem. They update in the background. They do everything well. But people still believe they need Windows. They still believe they need that safety net of the thing they learned 25 years ago, which mm-hmm. really hasn't gotten any better.
No.
But they feel they need that. And so I get it. And so
some folks just get into a zone that they're comfortable with what they know. I mean, matter of fact, I still know some folks that still use AOL.
Right.
You know, it's like... That's still around. Oh, yeah, I use it all. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they complain about the ads they see. There's so many ads. Yes. Yes, there are.
Yeah, the only way it's the AOL stays online is through all those ads. And a lot of other places, too. I mean, it's just part of reality that you got to face.
Yep. It's true. But there's just a lot of nonsense going. I don't know what their Q&A people think they're doing.
Do
I don't
have
know.
Any.
What?
Do they have any?
I don't. Yeah,
they're
may,
probably
that
over
the
overseas.
Yeah.
Where you call in and you know they ask you know they're reading through a cookbook,
right?
Try
right.
to throw you this level of tech, that level of tech, hoping that you'll give up.
Well, have you rebooted it? Yes.
Have you turned it on?
Turned it off.
Yeah, right.
You got to watch the a British series, The IT Crowd.
Right.
Especially if you're into computers and IT, it is hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It's a, sadly, the reason it's so funny is because so much of it is true. it's getting really kind of horrible. And yes, much of it is not Microsoft's fault. The reality is that your computer is unique. The combination of hardware and software in your computer is in fact unique. And consequently, Microsoft can't test for your configuration.
There's too many of them.
But when, you know, 1.5 million people suddenly find they can't get on the internet with Edge, which, let's face it, is not as big a deal as you might think, as long as they've already downloaded Chrome. The number one use of Edge is to download Chrome, and then people never touch it again. but still, you would think they would either make it work or give it up. But you know, that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it. But we have something else we need to talk about today.
Pray tell, what
we that? Need to talk about the fact that we are in the middle of a pledge drive and we're doing okay. But for those of you who are new to this station, and I know there are some who don't listen to anything but this show and have been listening for less than 6 months. So let me explain to you what we do and what we are. We are a publicly funded station. And I know that you hear a lot about publicly funded stations, public radio. But unlike the others, we don't have any national grants or state grants or city grants or local grants. We make our money from you folks. So we come to you a couple of times a year, ask for $55,000, which is not, in the greater scheme of things, a lot of money. Certainly not a lot of money.
Compared to the number of folks that are out there listening.
Exactly. Well, and that's the other thing. Let's talk about that for a minute. The reality is that statistics show time and time again that fewer than 10% of you actually are members of the station. Whether it's fewer or less than 10% of the listen, less than 10% of the listenership, fewer than 10% of the listeners to this station, our members. What about the other 90%+ of you? Why are you not members? Now, I do understand that these are perilous times and that everybody's crying poor mouth. And I get that. But this is something that you listen to at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
If not every day. And believe me when I tell you that listening to this station every day is really a good thing. It's an amazing station to listen to all week long. But at any rate, the point is, If you're listening to this station and you're not a member, why not? Being a member keeps us alive. And it's that simple. Listen, if you join this station, there's multiple levels you can join it. We don't.
We're not salespeople that were pushing for the highest level or anything else.
Right.
As we have said since day one that we hit here, there is no wrong amount. If you can only afford $5, fine. That's $5 closer that we're getting to our goal.
Right.
So it's whatever you can afford, folks. We're not going to be hard pressure salespeople and say, oh, you got to hit this level, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, we don't do that here.
Right. What we say is any amount is great with us, but still 90% of you, 90+% of you are not members. And I'd like to know why. I'd like to know why you're not a member. So give us a call and tell us why you're not a member.
Yeah.
585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. If you do want to make a pledge, you can do so at those same numbers, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I was talking about levels. We have levels that go from $35 to $1,000, but you know what? You don't have to pledge at a level. If you want to give us $5, $10, $50, $100, we'll take whatever it is you want to give. However, there are some perks to joining at certain levels. For example, if you join at the $90.10 level, get it, or above, we will send you the Jazz membership card. And that's, let me tell you, we make that, whatever we donate, we make more than make back using that card. It's a bunch of buy one, get ones, bunch of half off your second thing at restaurants and stores and all kinds of places. And it's very, very worthwhile. And if you're the sort of person who only lives here for half the year, then when you go to where you live for the other half, you can go on the website of the membership card company and ask them to send you a card for that area so you don't lose out. And if you join at the $90.10 level or above, you get that card. But let's take a look at other levels. Let's say you join at the $250 level. Sounds like a lot of money. It's $4.81 a week. $4.81. That's less than a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Depending nowadays, on where you buy your coffee.
Well, most places nowadays, coffees, you know.
Right. Are we worth one cup of coffee a week? Are we? If you're listening to this show, there's a reason you listen to this show. What is it worth to you? Is it worth $4.81? Then you should join at the $250 level. Is it worth $1.73? Join at the $90.10 level. Is it worth 67 cents? Join at the $35 level. But it's got to be worth something to you, or you wouldn't be listening. So please decide what it is. You know, we used to say, add up all the money you spent on your computer, all the hardware, mm-hmm. all the software, all the repairs, all the everything, and magazines, all that other stuff, and send us 10%. I guarantee you'd be sending us $1,000.
Yeah. Easily.
Send us 1%. You'll send us $100. You can join at the $90.10 level and save yourself some money.
And the other thing, though, is unless Christmas and New Year's falls on a Saturday, we're here.
Yep.
And we've been doing this now in our 29th year. We're here every Saturday. You know, faithfully, you can turn on the radio and you're going to get your dose of computer advice. You know, we don't sit there and, you know, criticize, you know, folks, you know, whether they are members or not. We love taking your questions, but you know what? We do ask twice a year. You know, if you enjoy this program and show the support, donate. Donate whatever you can. Every little bit helps. It just gets us closer. And I know some folks sit there and say, well, you know, I can't do much. Well, you know what? We got the Jazz-O-Matic.
Right.
That can automatically come out of your checking account. You know, what is the minimum?
$10.
$10. $10 a month, and you could be a proud member of Jazz 90.1 and get all the benefits depending on how long you want to do it for, and be one of those smug members, as we always say around here, that you're part of this package.
Right. Like we always say, please pick up the phone, make the call. We'll take a quick break while you do that. The numbers are 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It's 20 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites. It's member-supported. Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
And at 25 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And everybody get up and go to the phones and make a pledge. We'd like to thank Charles for his generous donation. Thank you so much. You can join Charles. Of course, we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and Charles knows that this show is worth keeping on the air, and that this station is worth keeping on the air, and he's done his part. Now it's time for you to do yours. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And if you actually call those numbers and make a pledge, why, then you could even ask us the question, just like Dave did from Canandaigua, New York. What's up, Dave?
Well, I think I called you a week or two ago about tethering a laptop onto a tablet.
Yeah.
I got that working, so I thought, okay, let's add in some VPN. Uh-oh. Yeah, I mean, I can run VPN on either one of them, but I can't get a VPN connection on my laptop when I'm tethered. And from the tech support at Proton, they said it can't be done.
Well, generally, you would do the VPN on the laptop as the internet service, and then the computer would connect through the laptop through the tablet to the VPN.
Well, that's I'm not worried about the tablet itself. There's nothing on there. But when I get the connection between the laptop and the tablet, and then when I fire up the VPN,
hi, thank you very much for your pledge. Can I get your name?
Won't connect.
It won't connect to the tablet at all.
It won't connect to the laptop.
The tablet won't connect to the laptop. Yeah, well, that's because now you're actually on a VPN. You're not on your home network anymore. That laptop is no longer connected to your home network. It's connected to the VPN.
Okay. It won't. All right. When I'm not using VPN, my laptop connects to the tablet with no problem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But as soon as I try and launch the VPN on the laptop, Windows 7, it will not connect.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. As I said, what happens is when you run a VPN, the laptop removes itself from your local network.
I wasn't on it to begin with.
Yes, you were. How did you connect the tablet to the laptop?
I tethered it.
With a cable?
No. The tablet will act as a hotspot.
Right. And I'm telling you, when you connect to a VPN, it disconnects itself from every other device that's on the internet so that it will be on that VPN only. That's the point of a VPN. And so you cannot have both devices running simultaneously like that. Now, you may be able to tether with a cable. I've honestly never tried that.
Yeah, no, just a
T-shirt.
Especially a tablet.
Well, no, but I'm not saying connect the tablet to the laptop with a cable. I'm saying plug an Ethernet cable also into the laptop.
Oh,
and then
yeah, I don't think
if you set it up right, the VPN would run, say, over the wireless or over the Ethernet, and then you would run the What I don't know that would work, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think the logistics...
But the whole point behind a VPN is to remove yourself from a regular network and add yourself specifically and solely to a virtual private network.
Right. Okay. Well, it's a little vague because, I mean, when I do it on my regular home network, I'm going through a router.
Yes.
And a modem, and that doesn't seem, I mean, it's, theoretically, why is that different than my connection to a tablet?
It is not different until you add in a VPN. And what I'm telling you is the VPN shuts down all other connections. The way that it makes itself secure is by rejecting every other connection in the network, to a network.
Okay.
And that's where the issue is. It's
working correctly.
Yeah, it's working the way it's designed to work.
Yeah.
The VPN is designed to reject all other networks while you're connected to it.
Well, I can try. I'll probably try. I can tether using a USB. That way the Wi-Fi is not in the air. Because I think I've actually run the VPN on the tablet itself. So I'll give that a try. All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. I hate to give him those answers, but that's the way it is. All right, we have a couple of folks who were kind enough to join and become members. We want to thank Edward, and we want to thank Gary. And not only do we want to thank Gary, but we also want to talk to Gary.
All right, I'm right here.
Hi, Gary. What's up?
I just wanted to give you some feedback about a problem you helped me with. It was 2 weeks ago, I believe. It might have been 3 weeks. I have a computer, a laptop, an Asus K54C that's 7 years old, and I called because I couldn't access the internet via Wi-Fi. And you suggested a number of things that I tried, and then Dave Enright suggested that it probably was a hardware problem. And I got it to a company that Dave Enright had suggested, and in another, off the air, obviously, in another phone call. And they did indeed find that the Wi-Fi card that they called it had burned out. And what they did is instead of that, installed a dongle, which seems to work out well. And I did want to let you know that you were right. And the other part of the reason I called is that I thought I'd followed a lot of what you'd suggested over the years. I've listened to your program a long time, and I still made a lot of mistakes, and I thought it might be useful to some of your Windows 10 users to profit from what I didn't do right. And the first thing I did wrong was not really doing the whole security tango frequently enough, because once they got the computer apart, they found 131 viruses, which was pretty appalling and embarrassing. And they cleaned that up, and then I had what I thought were good backups, which I sent along with the computer. And they found out, probably because of the viruses, that they were pretty contaminated too.
Sure.
So they didn't want to reinstall all the viruses. So one mistake I made was having these two Seagate hard drives, but I kept them connected to the computer. So every time the computer loaded something up, it went right on there.
Right.
So that was a mistake. And the other mistake I made is that I found out that my wife, who also uses a computer, was running as an administrator. So when I was running backups, I didn't get her data, and it turned out that the technician, who was extremely knowledgeable and I thought very, very good, said that that was probably it, that I was backing up my own data all right, but not hers. So he had to do quite an extensive thing. What you've dreaded doing is making a clone and then getting stuff off
Right.
So it turned out to be quite a repair, and it's just I just wanted some of the other amateur, less skilled people who use computers to know those are two sort of maybe intermediate mistakes, not exactly beginner mistakes, but pretty bad mistakes.
Thank you, Gary. That's excellent.
And one thing I want to tell you and for everyone else that uses those dongles to plug into your mm-hmm. laptop, if you are going to move your laptop somewhere, and especially put it in a bag, unplug the dongle.
Mm-hmm.
We get so many computers in our office where the dongle has broken off.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it breaks off too far into the computer to get it out.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, he warned me about that. I saved the box and everything that comes with it. So, yeah. And my wife really is the only one who uses it as a... We could get by with the Ethernet, but she just likes to move it around our apartment. We never take it out of the house, but still, she could conk it somewhere, or anyone could, because it does stick right out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
But a lot of times that is easier and less expensive than replacing the internal thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's
right.
What they said. Yeah. I was really, it's a very good computer, and it's very high quality. That's why they thought it was worth salvaging, even though it's that old.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I'm really making good backups, because it could go anytime.
Yeah, of course.
And they're not going to put more money into it. It's like buying a 10-year-old car. You
right.
know, you keep it going, but then it gets to be a money pit.
Yeah, right. Once it dies, then it owes you nothing.
No.
You've gotten your use out of it.
Yeah.
You know, just by spending a little, you're still getting more out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they were able to help you out and get you going.
Yeah, it keeps us going for a while.
Hey,
excellent. Thanks, Gary.
Okay. Learn from my mistakes.
We will. Thank you so much.
Good luck with the drive.
Thank you. And thank you for your donation. Bye-bye.
Yeah, even brand new machines can die, so don't wait until your machine gets old before you start backing up.
Right. Google, who has millions upon millions upon millions of hard drives and has had probably billions over the last couple of decades, has not just statistical data, but empirical data that the average lifetime of a hard drive is 5 years. Interestingly, that's also the average lifetime of an SSD card that gets written to regularly.
Yep. And you would think that since there's no moving parts, it would last longer. But the act of writing data into flash memory damages the data.
Damages the
memory a little bit.
Yep,
yeah.
Right.
So the more you write to it, and then it will read forever.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's right. So if what you do is weekly backups to one, for example, well, it'll last much longer than 5 years. But if you use it to read, write, for example, let's say you put one of those in your laptop and you're using the extra memory. What do you call it? Virtual memory.
Regularly
because you don't have mm-hmm. enough RAM. Well, that thing's going to last you 2 years.
There have mm-hmm. been issues with the browsers, Chrome and Firefox. The browser cache writing to the flash storage on laptops that eat up the storage in a matter of months.
Right.
They've pretty much fixed that now, but...
Right.
But that makes it... So just because you have a solid-state drive with no moving parts doesn't mean it won't fail. You should definitely have a backup anyway.
In fact, mm-hmm. depending on how you use it, it could last less. The big thing to remember is that this is an average lifespan. Right? That means that some drives last 10 years, some die out of the box, most of them are somewhere in the middle. So the minute you install a new hard drive, if it works, you start backing it up.
Yep.
That's how that works. You can't. There's no magic, and once a hard drive dies, getting the data off it can, if it's possible, can cost tens of thousands of dollars. It's a whole lot cheaper to do regular backups. And in fact, depending on what piece of software you use, you can automate those backups so you don't even have to think about it anymore. There are places that there are backup solutions that back up your data online. There are backup solutions that back up your data to another drive on your network. There are backup solutions that back up your data to another drive connected into your machine. But you want to make sure it's not the same drive that you're backing up. All right, we're going to take another quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 39 minutes after the hour. Sound bites right here on the Truly Great. And even though we are in the middle of a pledge drive, we have to remind you that we are member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are soundbites. And before we get to the news, let me remind you, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We've done well so far, thanks to all those of you who have become members. But we know, thank you so much. Oh, here's a new member. Our friend Al has become a member. Thank you, Al. Thank you very much.
We should also thank Sandy for helping out with the phones.
Sandy! Yay! I'm not sure she gets a choice.
No, she loves me, so she loves coming in here and helping out.
Look, everybody is entitled to one mental aberration.
Tell my wife that?
No. That's, yeah. And you better hope she's not listening.
And I keep her. And I keep her computer going. So yep.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank Al. But you, there are fewer than 10% of you out there fewer than 10% of you out there are members, and I don't know why. I don't know why you're not members. And let me talk for just a moment to the hundreds and hundreds of you I know who download the podcast during the week. Please consider becoming a member. Storing the podcast, bandwidth for those downloads, and those of you who stream them, that takes a significant piece of money, and we would love to have you help defray those costs. And so please do that by giving us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Particularly for those of you who are downloading the podcast from overseas, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge all week long, 24/7, on the web, jazz901.org. We would very, very much appreciate it. And while you're doing that, I'll read the news so you don't miss anything too spectacular. But wait.
I was going to say, the only ones that I would cut any slack in downloading the podcast overseas is any of our service people.
God bless our service people.
They're doing their job, and I'm glad.
Happy to provide it for
if
them.
If we can be there and offer a little, you know, humor or whatever to enlighten your day, well then, you know, thank you, and thank you for the job that you're doing. Can't thank you guys enough.
And I know what it's like to live on the big armed forces money, so you get a pass. All right, Apple will host another product announcement on October 30th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. According to invitations that have gone out to members of the press and an update to Apple's live events page. The invitation for the event carries the copy, "There's more in the making," and it's accompanied by artistic renditions of Apple's logo. This combo suggests the products discussed at that event might be targeted at creative professionals and hobbyists, a common theme for Apple's products of late. In fact, there appear to be several versions of the logo, and different members of the press receive different ones. The creative focus lines up closely with previous rumors about Apple's hardware plans for the rest of the year. Multiple reports have said that Apple plans to introduce new iPad Pro models this fall. According to sources close to Apple, as well as data found in the latest iOS builds, the new iPad Pros would have near edge-to-edge displays like the XS, as well as TrueDepth camera away for Face ID and other applications. More surprisingly, some sources have said that the tablets will drop Apple's Lightning port in favor of the growing industry standard USB-C, and that they will support 4K external displays on a tablet. That's pretty cool. On top of that, there are murmurs of new Macs, too. One report claimed that Apple will introduce a new Mac Mini with more powerful internals and a steeper price aimed at developers and creatives. So you know there's going to be a comma in that number. The report also said that a replacement for the MacBook Air with a Retina display will come by the end of the year. It's important to remain skeptical of rumors until official announcements are made, but Apple's famed iron grip on information about its products before launch has been weaker lately. Almost everything about the iPhone XS was leaked before that developer's that device's announcement, for example. The October 30th event will be held at the Howard Gilman Opera House and Brooklyn Academy of Music. So are you excited for yet more new Apple products? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
Well, they have to jump on that type of stuff and kind of leak stuff out, because it's not like the old days when Steve would come in and say, all right, not only are, you know, the phones, but this computer and that computer is coming out. They were always coming out with some model, some version, and even updates to the OS. I mean, there was always clamoring, you know, constantly. But now, you know, let's put it down to this. You know, a few laptops, big desktops are going by the wayside, both on the PC side and on the Mac side. Yep. It's just laptops. Laptops, tablets, and phones. Yep. That's the way the world's going nowadays, folks, because everybody's storing stuff up into the cloud. You don't need to have that big box, not unless you're a gamer or, say, you're... I'll say other, you know, like architects or that type of stuff where you
Or you never move your computer.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is if you never move your computer, then you really don't need to spend the extra money on a laptop. That's a simple fact. You can save some money, buy a desktop, and be better off.
And get a more powerful desktop for the same money than you would in a laptop. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But those folks are few and far between, because more and more are going with the laptop, so they have the portability.
Right.
Because that's just the way our society is.
Right.
You know?
So if you move your computer, you want a laptop. If you don't, get a desktop to save money.
Yeah. But even what I'm saying, though, even finding those.
It's harder.
It's a lot harder. You can't go into the big stores now and see, you know, a couple aisles, because they'd have short aisles. Either side would be different desktops. Now there's more. There's maybe one or two desktops. And more laptops and tablets.
Right. You still buy them online. You can still go to the
Oh, yeah.
The
you got to do shopping there.
But, yeah,
higher.
So Apple is announcing something else, and we're not sure what it is. But we don't think it's if it's hardware, it's a new Mac Mini. But Mac Mini used to be the low-end Apple product that, you know, cost you only $500 or $600. And I don't think that – I think we're done with that. I don't think that's going to be –
Well, we're seeing a lot of people use it as a set-top box, too. It's a step up from the Apple TV because it's a full computer, and using it as your home media library for the movies and music you actually own. But there are people who want a modular computer for bigger work, but there's the new Mac Pro coming. Right. So there's some rumors about that, replacing the cylinder that you can't expand. And they've said there's a modular Mac coming. What's actually interesting is this event is being held in New York rather than at the Apple campus where they have this brand new multi-billion-dollar theater.
Right.
And it's being held at a music school.
Right.
So there's a lot of people wondering what that means too, because they had an education event in Chicago that talked about a lot of their new education initiatives and education software. So because they're having it at a music school, are they going to have something more music-related, too?
Right.
And that then brings up, we've got the Apple Music music subscription, but there are a lot of stories about TV shows under development at Apple.
Right.
Because you can't, you know, actors and producers can't keep quiet about shows they're working on.
Right.
So that could mean that Apple is going to announce their television streaming service. And these have all been speculations for a long time. They can't call it Apple Music, so are they going to call it Apple TV? Well, no, there already is an Apple TV. So Apple Media? So what are they going to rename it? Is it going to be a separate subscription? Is it going to be rolled into Apple Music? If it is a separate subscription, are they going to have two subscriptions, one for music, one for video? So we look at other companies like Amazon, where they have their... they have split Amazon Prime shipping and Amazon Prime video and Amazon Music. You can buy each of them separately if you want, or for less than the combined fee, you can get them all. So it's interesting to speculate. And the fact that they had so many different logos sent to different people with different invitations.
Right.
People go nuts about the speculation.
Right. And they always do.
And the announcement that they're having an announcement was a huge announcement.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll see what happens. There are a lot of people who are speculating, but nobody at this moment really knows.
Somebody counted 307. Was it Mac Observer? 370 different logos for different invitations people have reported.
Wow. Wow.
So that's not quite one apiece because they invited several thousand people.
Right. So the question becomes, what are they going to announce? I wonder if it's mostly software. You know, software for the tablet.
Mm-hmm. But it would make sense. It's the new iPad with all the new capabilities.
Right. We'll see. And if you're a maker of music or art or video, maybe this will be a great thing for you. But that's not really the majority of people. I mean, it's a niche market, really.
A lot of people dabble. But, yeah, as an actual job, you know, make a living at it, it's not that high.
Well, I guess we'll see. I would also like to thank Betty from Rochester for her generous donation. Thank you, Betty, for helping to keep this station and this show alive. We appreciate it. We love our members. We appreciate everything they have done to keep us going throughout the year. Yes, we are in the middle of a membership drive. And yes, we need your help. One of the things that it's hard to remember about a station like this is that we live or die by the generosity of our members. That's why we call ourselves member supported. We are not government grant supported, state grant supported, any of that supported. We are member supported, and we need to come to you twice a year to reach our goal. And we'll also, and we do, I have to admit, struggle every year to get to that goal. But once we reach it, we stop. We don't keep going. We
beating on
hit
you.
That $55,000. We're done. We're off with that, and we're back to normal programming. And remember, you can pledge at any level any amount that you want. But if you want to pledge at a level, any amount of $90.10 or above gives you that great member card. And we do have levels that give you a mouse pad and a tote bag and a laptop bag and all kinds of things. So ask our lovely and talented volunteer when you call in to tell you about those. You can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member for a mere $10 or more a month, which we then painlessly remove directly from your checking account with your permission. You can become a Jazz-O-Matic member, and you can let that go on as many months as you like.
And stop it at any time.
So you can plan for that money every month, and it makes it easier and certainly much simpler to manage. So we make it easy for you to help us stay on the air, and it only takes a couple of minutes of your time, whether you call up 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or whether you pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It only takes 2 minutes of your time. Assuming you're not a terribly slow typist, it takes 2 minutes of your time, and at the end of it, you can start to feel smug. We talked a little bit about this at the beginning. The reality is, people complain all the time. The fact is, the people who complain are the people who are or not members, because you've got a guilty conscience. I do understand that. There are things about which I've had a guilty conscience over the decades, and so I understand that. But why struggle with a guilty conscience? Become a member, and then when we're in the middle of a pledge drive, you can feel smug knowing that I'm not talking to you, because you are a member. It's the other 90%+ of you who are not members who I'm talking to right now. And I know you. You're not one of the majority. You are a unique individual. But you can't be a unique individual if you're just one of the 90%. Who doesn't pledge. So pick up that phone or pick up that keyboard, make that call, start typing 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online 24-7 at jazz901.org. And that music tells me you've wasted an hour of your life listening to this nonsense. And I certainly hope that you are a member, because that's an hour, an entire hour. And you're about to spend another hour doing it, because we're not done. We've got a whole nother hour of this nonsense coming up. We'll have a whole lot more of Dave Enright, a whole lot more of Steve Ray, way too much of Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour, and you continue to listen to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. So please be one of the supporting members at Jazz 90.1. We will see you on the other side.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm David Wright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we are hurtling headlong into the second hour of this week's show, and we are, of course, in the middle of a pledge drive. So while I read the news, you can give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You can pledge at many levels, but you don't have to pledge at a level. No amount is too small. No amount is too large. So pick up that phone, make that call, or pick up that keyboard and start typing, and I'll read the news. Facebook said yesterday that an attack, this is new, this is not a
another
repeat of
attack.
News, said yesterday that an attack on its computer systems that was announced 2 weeks ago had affected 30 million users, about 20 million fewer than it estimated earlier. But the personal information that was exposed was far more intimate than originally thought, adding to Facebook's challenges as it investigates what's probably the most substantial breach in its network in the company's 14-year history. Only 30 million people, though. So, detailed information was stolen from the Facebook profiles of about 14 million of the 30 million users. The data were as specific as the last 15 people or things that were searched for on Facebook and the last 10 physical locations they checked into. Other personal details were also exposed, like gender, religious affiliation, telephone number, email addresses, and the types of computing devices used to reach Facebook. Users' names and contact information, like telephone numbers, were stolen from an additional 15 million profiles, Facebook said. Security tokens of about 1 million other people were stolen, but hackers did not get their profile information, nor did the hackers gain access to account passwords or credit card information. While Facebook has cautioned that the attack was not as large as it had originally anticipated, it forced 90 million users to log out so the security of their profiles would reset. The details of what was stolen worried security experts. The data can be used for all sorts of schemes by sophisticated hackers. An attacker may use that information to conduct sophisticated phishing attacks, a method used to get into financial records, health records, or other important personal data. The breach was disclosed at the worst possible time for Facebook, which is grappling with a series of crises that have shaken users' trust in the world's largest social network and, by the way, dropped their stock about 30%. So are you still using Facebook? Why? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Just like Steve did from Greece, New York. Hiya, Steve. What's up?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How do I explain this? Are you familiar with the pop-up comments that you sometimes get on sports stations, internet stations?
The text that you see that pops up?
Yeah, on the bottom of the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're showing up on my news sites, which I can understand them on sports. Everybody's got it. This is news. Just give me the news. I don't want to hear about. Is there any way to block them? And what are they called? I couldn't figure out what they're actually called.
That's a lovely question. I don't know. I've never seen them on anything except sports sites, and I don't follow a lot of sports. So I really don't. I don't know. Do either of you know?
Not a fan. It'd be tough to block some, but not all.
I mean, I understand if they're actually part of the site itself, mm-hmm. then, in fact, they cannot be blocked. But are you saying you're getting sports pop-ups on news sites?
No, so if I'm at, as an example, ESPN or something like that.
Sure.
And they'll be click on a story, and if it's live action, there'll be across a banner across the bottom, and people will be typing their comments and things like this, which is, I can easily dismiss it.
Right.
But I would rather just not have it there. I'm not interested in someone else's opinion on that. And especially now it's showing up on news sites, which is even less useful.
Right. The only thing I know that will get rid of those things, those are almost always some form of JavaScript.
Okay.
So if you turn off Java or you run a program called Microblock Origin.
Mike?
Well, to me, it's a Mew.
It's a Mew. Mew block, yes. It's a Mew.
Most people say U because it looks like a U.
Looks like a U. U block origin.
Okay, hold on. Mew block
origin. It starts with what looks like a U, the letter U.
The Mew.
Yeah. And you find it if you go to it. It's a website. It's a Harry. How are you? It's a web browser based thing. So let's say you use Chrome.
Right.
You would go to the Chrome store, and it's listed as uBlock, the letter uBlock.
Okay.
uBlock Origin, and then you install that, and you can turn it on and off per site. So if there is a site that you really want to see stuff, you can, and then you turn it on. And so if those pop-ups and those little ticker tape things are Java or JavaScript, this will block them.
Oh, that's better than I've been. I was trying to find a solution of searching for what they were called, and I couldn't find anything.
Right. That should help.
Well, it certainly will, I'm sure. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good day, and I hope you bring in thousands and thousands of dollars.
Thank you, Steve. So do we. Have fun.
Yeah, you probably even more than me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Steve is right. We need you to help us bring in thousands and thousands of dollars. And the way you do that is you pledge in any amount. Ooh. Or you can pledge at a level, or you can pledge at Jazz-O-Matic at a minimum of $10 a month. And you call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And it only takes a couple of minutes of your time. So while you're doing that, we'll talk to Vic from Arundhacoit. Hi, Vic. What's up?
Hi, guys. I rooted my Kindle Fire tablet so I could put the Google Play Store app on because I needed a browser that would support Flash.
Sure.
And I got a browser called FlashFox. That's the only one that I saw that would do it. But you're on it for a little bit, and it keeps crashing. Now, is
yes.
that because of the Kindle tablet, or?
Yes.
Or Flash.
Well, it could be, yeah, it could be Flash, too, yes. Here's the problem. The Kindle Flash The Kindle tablet is not really a tablet. It's an e-reader that works like a tablet.
Oh.
And so there are some programs that simply will not work well.
It doesn't have enough of a processor in it.
Right. Doesn't have enough of a processor, doesn't have enough RAM, doesn't have enough memory management, doesn't have...
Wasn't meant for what he's trying to do other than a reader.
Right. You might have more luck with Chrome, but Chrome is as big or possibly bigger than Flash Fox. So in either case... You've asked the system to do something it really is not designed to do, and it just may not do it well. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
Well, what I did was I bought an 8-inch Samsung. I think it's a Galaxy A.
Sure.
And it works fine. No problem with that. But when I'd like to get a 10-inch Samsung, and BJ's has got one on sale with a 32. Gig, what's the, must be one little card you stick in.
SD card?
Yes, thank you. But I'm wondering if I should get it now or should I wait? Does something usually come down the pipe towards Christmas where they update their tablets or you don't think it would matter?
Well, Google just had their annual Google event, the Made by Google event, and they introduced... a new Chromebook, and they introduced a couple of other devices, but they didn't...
There wasn't a new tablet, though, was it?
Wasn't a new tablet.
Yeah, the phone and the Chromebook.
The new phone, but they didn't introduce a new tablet. So if they are going to introduce something, they're really waiting until the absolute last minute. But then again, Apple's just announcing their tablets this week, so...
they still have time before the Christmas rush.
Yeah. So it certainly can't hurt to wait a little bit. On the other hand, get it now and you're using something.
Yeah, that's my problem. I don't know what to do. I'm just kind of throwing things up in the air, and I kind of wanted your advice on what you would do, but I'll probably go right now and go pick it up.
It's certainly the reality is that, generally speaking, when I see the new stuff, I think, boy, that would be nice if I had that money. But I don't have that money, so I'm going to get something else anyway, so why wait?
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks, Vic.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I was looking at the... I lust after the Pixel 3. I admit this.
Yeah, that's nice.
I admit I lust after it.
But the one you want's got a comma in the price.
Well, that's exactly right. Not quite.
No.
It's still priced below an Apple phone, but it's not
some
very far below.
Some prices are under, just a little under $1,000.
Yeah.
$997.
Yeah. Depending on which one you get.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking, if I was to do it, I'd, of course, do the XL.
Me too. It's probably not.
Bigger's better.
Yeah, yeah. Although right now, Verizon has a deal. It's a BOGO, buy one, get one.
But, what, on a Galaxy, though?
No, on the Pixel 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see, but I don't think so. It, probably not.
You sit there and say, Merry Christmas, honey.
Well, yeah, I didn't think about that.
The wife gets a brand new phone.
Yeah.
So I like the colors. It's just black, clearly white, and not pink. Which
right.
Kind of looks pink to me.
But it's not pink. Clearly
it's,
not pink.
It's not quite salmon either.
It's not salmon. It's not sand. It's not champagne. I once almost bought a car that color, and they called it champagne.
Yeah,
and so I didn't buy it. It's...
Let me get my... Oh, it's not even a consistent pink either.
I don't know.
I'm doing my colorimeter on here and to get
right.
the color
well,
values.
Well, it's an image on a
website.
On a website, so yeah, I wouldn't necessarily
it's
say
it's a graduated pink.
Yeah,
from light pink to dark pink.
So it's really a. It's a degree.
Full
pink. It's got a degree. It's a degreed pink. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it in CMYK terms.
Yeah. But going back to Vic's situation, that is one of the issues that we have with devices like the Amazon Kindle. Many of the Kindle Fires in particular are low end, very low end tablets. And for what they're designed to do, which is let you read Amazon Kindle books and a few other things, they're perfect.
Yeah. They're
cheap because you get them with ads. But then people can root them, which means that they can put any operating system they want on it. The problem with that, of course, is the one that Vic ran into, which is that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And so you get a tablet now that is underpowered, severely underpowered, whether it's not enough processor or not enough RAM or not enough disk space or all three of those things.
Well, you can't
complain. Things you want to do,
and you can't complain because what it is, and it wasn't meant to do what you're trying to get it to do.
Right?
Yeah, it'll do it, but it's just like we tell folks. You know, they'll sit there and take like on an old Windows 95 machine or that. Try to put Windows 10. You know, on a very older right. machine. Yeah, it'll go on there, but it's going to be dog slow.
That's exactly right.
You
That's
know, exactly. yeah, it will fit and it will go, but not very fast.
Right. Well, one of the things that I have found is that the Kindle Fire tablets will run, I can't say, the Amazon Echo software. What was it, Dennis, called it? Alaska. So you can actually run it as if it were an Alaska device. The problem is, and here's the, you know, saving yourself about $100, you can't just say, hey, Alaska. You have to actually hit the button. Oh.
And then you don't accidentally trigger it when you didn't mean to.
But then, well, what's nice about that, it is also now an Amazon show. Because it's got a camera and it's got the video screen. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ramey, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 19 minutes after the hour. It's Sound Bites. We're in the middle of a pledge drive because we are member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And we would like to thank Brad and Diana for their generous donation. As you know, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. And Brad and Diana have stepped up and
become part
members.
Of the family.
And they're now part of the family. So thank you. Just the way this week, Charles and Gary and Edward and Al and Betty also did, along with Brad and Diana. And we're very honored and pleased and delighted to welcome all of them to the Jazz 90.1 family. Remember, it's fewer than 10% of you, so you're elitists. You're the elite. The great unwashed are just listening for free. But you wonderful people, you are keeping us afloat, keeping this show on the air. And the rest of you can join. Nothing is stopping you from doing it except yourselves. You are the blockage in your own brains.
I was talking to a few of the folks at where I work and telling them how, you know, this is all member-supported because there's a number of folks that love listening to this station. And as a matter of fact, two of them I know for a fact are members. And then, you know, telling them that, you know, Rob went out on a limb because a couple of them, you know, actually caught me on the show and said, hey, you guys are pretty good. Well, thanks, you know, tell other folks. But he goes, that's kind of weird. I go, what? He goes, that you're the only talk show, though,
yeah,
on the station. I go, yeah. He goes, wow, that was pretty bold. I go, exactly. Rob saw that we could offer something to the listeners that they would enjoy a little disruption, have you, from the normal jazz and the other programming that goes on here at this station. It was a big, ballsy move. I'll just say it out like it is, to, you know, go out on a limb and bring us in here taking people's computer questions.
Yep.
On a jazz station.
Yep.
Think about that, folks. That's like a square peg in a round hole. But you know what? You folks have shown how much you like it by stepping up every year that we've been here and saying, yeah, I want to keep this program and all the other programs that are on the station going.
And it's you people who keep us alive. It is your generosity that keeps this show and indeed this entire station on the air. There are a single handful of jazz stations left in America. Because they are going the way of the dodo. But you have been kind enough, generous enough, and discerning enough to step up and be a member of this station in order to keep it on the air. And we appreciate that no end. We love to talk to our members. We love to talk to the people who keep us bringing you the music and the news and the weather and the sports and the computer stuff and the other things that come on this station. You don't get this anywhere else. Certainly not for as long as we've been doing it. And it's time to show your appreciation. Pick up the phone, make a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or you can call toll free from anywhere in the world at 1-800-790-0415. And if you're one of those folks who doesn't like to talk to human beings, we all don't sometimes or another. You can pledge securely.
Especially here.
Yeah. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes a couple of minutes of your life, and you can pledge at any level. Like I said, we have levels from $35 to $1,000 or more. And no amount too small, no amount too large. You don't have to pledge at a level. But if you pledge at $90.10 or above, you get the Jazz membership card, which gives you buy one, get ones, and percentages off on lots of restaurants and hotels and other shops and places. So check that out, and I'll tell you what, you will make back your money, more than make back your money, with the Jazz membership card. And, of course, if you don't have a whole lot of scratch right at the moment, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member, and we will automatically deduct from your checking account, with your permission, of course, a set amount every month, starting at $10. You decide the amount, but it's got to be a minimum of $10. And that can continue for as long as you want it to. And so if you do that, that'd be great. And you would find that, it becomes painless and it becomes, obvious, and you get to be smug that you are a member of one of the finest radio stations and a listener to the finest computer show in the known universe.
One thing I got to share with you guys, it's amazing. As you guys know, I drive for Medical Motors, and we're transporting elderly folks all the time. And I've got a couple individuals that I transport, and I've got, naturally, one button already set for Jazz 90.1.
Sure.
And let's face it, anybody, in our elderly people, want to listen to something.
Sure.
You only used to get four or five buttons on the radio?
Yeah. So I'll pop it onto Jazz, and I had this one couple they've ridden before to me, and they go, first time I put it, what station is that? And I told them, Jazz 90.1. Oh, that's so nice. And they just love the whole tone because, they're either going or coming from doctor's appointments.
Right.
It was a good visit or whatever. They just find it very soothing. So I had them get in just this past week again and say, hey, can you put it back on Jazz 90.1? We wound up becoming members. We heard it.
That's what
really?
We like to hear.
I thought, oh, thank you very much. And they go, yeah. Because, I tell them that, I work at the station and that, doing the computer show. But the wife said, yeah, now we got it on all the time there in our apartment. They're in a complex.
Right.
And Legacy, I think it is, something like that. But anyways, they love having it on throughout the house. She goes, it's just so relaxing. Well, good. So,
and as I'm sure you know, studies have shown that people who listen to jazz are smarter.
Yeah.
And so you should be listening to jazz, bulk up that brain. Mm-hmm. We already know you're smart because you listen to this show. We already know you're intellectually curious because you listen to this show. Bulk up your brain, bulk up your heart by slimming down your wallet a little. Make the call, make the pledge, become a member. And in the meantime, while you are doing that, while you are calling 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, or while you are pledging securely online at jazz901.org, I will read another news item. This is a sad one. Paul Allen, a technology pioneer who helped launch the personal computer revolution as co-founder of Microsoft with Bill Gates, has died, according to his company, Vulcan Inc. The cause was complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a condition that surfaced in 2009, returned just a few weeks ago. Allen was 65. Gates, describing himself as heartbroken in a statement released by his office, said his friend wasn't content starting one company. He challenged his intellect and compassion into a second act focused on improving people's lives and strengthening communities in Seattle and around the world. He was fond of saying, if it has the potential to do good, then we should do it, Gates wrote. That's the kind of person he was. Allen helped found Microsoft in 1975 when he was 22, joining his longtime Seattle area computer pal in a venture that transformed society. While Gates went on to run Microsoft for decades, finally leaving to focus on his philanthropic efforts at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Allen left the upstart company in 1982 because of an illness and never returned full-time. Instead, Allen, who was worth about $20 billion, quickly pivoted to a range of technological investments as well as passion for cultural ventures such as the Experience Music Project in Seattle. Allen also was known as the owner of numerous mega-yachts and sports franchises, including the NBA's Portland Trail Blazers and the NFL Seattle Seahawks. Vulcan CEO Bill Hilt said in a statement that Paul's life was diverse and lived with gusto. It reflected his myriad interests in technology, music, and the arts, biosciences, and artificial intelligence, conservation, and in the power of shared experience in a stadium or a neighborhood to transform individual lives and whole communities. The non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that took Allen's life is a type of cancer that develops in the body's white blood cells and lymph nodes, which are part of the immune system. It most often strikes adults, although children can also get it. Look, there's not much we can say about this one, but keep him in your thoughts and in your prayers and give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
And I kind of got a lot of respect out of all the other company leaders, even, you know, longtime Microsoft rivals. Tim Cook tweeted something really sweet about, you know, missing Paul. And the Portland
Trailblazers
left his seat empty and put a rose on his seat during their opening game.
Yep, very nice. And I'll tell you, I've lived that for a long time. His saying, if it has the potential to do good, then we should do it.
Especially after, you know, the large personalities of Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer. Paul was just that sweet, quiet guy in the corner.
Exactly right. He was a nice man, a gentleman.
Silent giant,
a gentle giant. He was a nice guy, and people liked him. And he did a lot of real good stuff. He spent money that he enjoyed it, and he had fun, and he, you know, he was worth $20 billion. Enjoy yourself. But he also did good. If it has the potential to do good, then we should do it.
Yep. That strata launch airplane is pretty cool, too.
Yep.
One of the world's largest airplanes. Apparently just finished a taxiing test just before he passed.
Yep.
It got up to 80 miles an hour on the runway.
Yes. Yep. But at any rate, take a moment. Keep him in your prayers. Keep him in your thoughts. Keep his family also in your prayers and thoughts. He was one of the good ones, and we've lost him. And that's too bad. I'm not going to do a segue because that would be cheap and crass. But we should continue to talk about the fact that we are in a pledge drive, and we need you to make a call and make the pledge. This show, this station, does what it can to keep everyone informed about computers and informed about the things that that matter in our world, and that doesn't come free. There, if nothing else, we're all volunteers. We don't get paid. Dave, you weren't sitting down, I know, but that's the truth. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is.
You promised.
I did promise, and I lied to you. Get over it. We don't get paid. 99% of the people you hear on this station are all volunteers. But that still doesn't keep the lights on. It doesn't keep the station running.
But, you know, one other thing, though, that is unique about the station is that, again, all the folks, and I'm pretty sure it happens during the day, that we're one of the few stations that and I'll be honest with you, folks. If you call in and you hear a song or, you know, want a particular song on, I guarantee you there's not one person that works here while playing the music. If you called in and said, hey, could you play this tune for me? We've got a huge library, and we'll go and find it. I know Joel, all the other DJs that are here, because we are live. This is not something that, you know, you listen during the evenings and that when you get home. They're actually volunteers that come in here and play the music. And you know what? Even when I was doing Thursday nights, I'd always encourage folks, hey, call in. Let me know what you want to hear. Because as I always said, this is your station. We're on because you folks keep us on. So that's why I always encourage the folks to call in. Let us know what you want to hear because we'll play it. And very few stations, you know, if you say, hey, could you play this? They'll go, yeah, we'll see what we can do. The minute they hang up, they've already forgotten your request. But we here at Jazz 90.1, we want you to continue listening and telling your friends that, you know, hey, they play really great music, you know, and you should give them a listen and also your support.
And I listen to the stream on my Google Home. Put it on in the background, that or Swingin' Blues.
Well, like I say, I've got it on. I got it on in the van, and it's just with, you know, being on the road. Well, I drive literally 9 hours a day, from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and even the kids, the music. Because sometimes these kids, you know, are, you know, in not the best moods, especially at night, going taking them home. I can turn that station on, and just the subtleness sort of settles things down, and it's a quiet ride.
Yep. And if you want to talk about catering to your needs, we're here 2 hours every week answering your computer questions.
And we're still not getting paid for it?
And we're still not getting paid. Get over yourself.
I hope my wife's not listening. Oh, yeah, wait. She's in the other room.
Not taking pledges. So, okay, listen, Sandy is just sitting there. Staring at the walls, counting the ceiling tiles. Help a girl out. Make her work. Give her a call.
Yeah.
585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, if you don't want to talk to Sandy, and who doesn't want to talk to Sandy? But if you don't, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We want to thank an anonymous donor for his and or her generous pledge. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. It is Soundbites. It is member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Listen, we got 15 minutes left in this show, and we are $30 away from $1,000 this week.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to pick up that phone and make that call. Pledge at the $35 level puts us over the top. We've made $1,000 for the day.
Getting this that much closer to our goal.
This would make me happy.
Yeah.
I absolutely want to thank Charles and Gary and Edward and Al and Betty and Brad and Diana and Anonymous. But we need your help to get there. We need your help to make it an interesting number. All you have to do is pick up the phone and make the call. 585. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And you know what? It's not only just a couple of minutes. And it's not only just practically painless, but it also makes you feel good. And let's be honest, there's not that much that makes us all feel good these days.
Yeah, really.
Do something for yourself. Make yourself feel good by helping us, by helping others. Pick up the phone, make the call. Get that smug feeling every time I complain that it's only 10%. You can say, I'm in the 10%. Mm-hmm. I'm in the top 90th percentile. That's me. I'm right up there with the top 10%.
And for the advice that we come with, you know, to give you folks to keep your computer going week after week.
I know. What if we just said, you know what?
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, go ahead. And just like that one gentleman that called a little earlier, he called in. Again, thank you, because he's a proud member.
Right.
That, you know, we were able to point him in a direction. He got his issue solved, saved some money in doing so. Instead of having to go out and buy a whole new machine, we gave him some other avenues. And he also now has his machine, which he thought he was doing correctly and backing up. Now he correctly is backing it all up. So anything future that happens to his machine, he's going to be in good shape. Right. And why? Because he's a member and listens to this program.
Yep. And that's all it takes. Huh? Couple hours a week listening to this show, and suddenly you get more and more knowledgeable. I've had people come to me and say, you know, I listen to your show every week. At first, I didn't understand anything. Now, a lot of it makes sense. That's right. We all started that way. When I first started selling computers, I read every computer magazine on the shelf cover to cover. Mm-hmm. In the first month, it might as well have been Greek.
Yeah.
I understood zero. But over time, you learn, you figure it out, you hear the same things over and over, you understand what's going on, it makes sense, you make connections, and you get smarter. And we're here to help you do that, but you need to help us help you.
That's over 40 years for me now.
That's right. You're old.
Yes, I am.
We've got more than 100 years between us.
Among
of,
us.
Of computers.
Yes, we do.
And
four of it
and
is you.
Age, yeah. I've been at this 30 years.
Yes, you have. Yes, you started when you were 9. I understand that. Yeah. We've been doing this, and that's part of it. We, you know, people say, how do you prep for the show? Well, you started in 1972.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. And this is what we've done. We've got multiple decades, about 100 years of experience among us, that helps you to answer your computer questions. And the thing that people appreciate most about this show is that we have no affiliation.
Yeah.
We are not, although, yes, Steve sells Apple computers. Dave used to sell PCs. I sold everything that wasn't nailed down.
Including your soul.
including my soul, which I finally took back. Thank you very much. We have no affiliation. When you call and ask us a question, we don't try to talk you out of something or into something else. There's this industry thing called a spiff. And it's a thing that a company does and says, look, if you sell X number of Apples or Osborne's or Windows computers.
Trash 80s.
We give you X amount of dollars for that, or we give you a machine. And if you sell more, we upgrade that machine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you're going to find that people push stuff that you don't really want or need because they got a spiff going. We don't have spiffs.
Nope.
We're just here to answer your question. Our job is to make you happy, because your job is to be happy enough to be a member of this station. And you do that by calling. I'm going to bring it around back to that every single time. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free. 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Let's all sing together. If you're happy and you know it, pick up the phone. If you're happy and you know it, pick up the phone. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Verse 2.
Thank you, everyone. I'll be here all week. Tip your waitstaff. Look, we have fun.
Do we have the rights for that song?
Probably not. I don't know
We better
anymore.
Get them done up soon.
Yeah, exactly right. That was Dave Enright singing that song, ladies and gentlemen. If anybody listening is going to sue us, it was Dave Enright.
You kidding? I sing solo. Solo, you can't hear me. A lot of folks just say sing far, far, far away.
Far, far away. Over the hills and far away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But there's a serious truth behind all this stuff, which is that we don't stay on the air if you don't pledge.
Yeah.
It really comes down to that. It is that simple. There's a direct cause and effect between you picking up the phone and us staying on the air, or you not picking up the phone and us not staying on the air. I know that fewer than 10% of you are members, and there's a whole lot of let the other guy do it attitude. This is not America. America is not a let the other guy do it place. Pick up that phone, be an American, make the call, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or of course toll free at 1-800-790-0415. It takes very little of your time and means very much to us. We could use your assistance. Please do that right now. 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. One of the nice things about pledging online, of course, is the fact that if the phones are busy, which at this moment they actually are, thank you to those of you who are calling in, but if the phones are busy, then you have to wait or call back. But if you pledge online, you don't have to wait. You don't have to call back. That website is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm talking to you, all you folks overseas who download this show during the week as a podcast. Do it. Pick up. You're on your phone right now. Whether you're jogging or sitting around or sitting in the sauna or lying out in the snow or whatever it is you do, you've got your phone with you. Jazz901.org. It's a secure connection. Pledge online. Make the call. Make the connection. Make the pledge. And keep us on the air. That's what we're asking you to do. Keep us on the air. Just like Joan did, we want to thank Joan for her generous donation. Thank you very much, Joan. Joan, you'll be delighted to know you've put us over the top. Thank you very much. We very much appreciate that. So thank you, Joan. Joan is our winner today. Joan gets a second ka-ching.
Did you also have a question?
There you go, Joan. That second ka-ching was, both of those were just for you. So thank you very much. We appreciate your call. We appreciate your pledge,
and
we appreciate your donation, and we appreciate the heart and spirit you have shown in helping to keep this.
And she's a lot. I know Joan. Yep. She's come to a number of our functions when we had those out there, and she's been a longtime supporter.
Yes, she has.
Because you know she knows the value of a good thing. And like I say, you other folks, even after we go off the air, you can still go online and pledge there. Just think, you know, just because we're going off in a short bit that you don't have to do anything, please still pick up the phones or, you know, text us, you know, or go to our website and pledge there. Go to jazz901.org and safely pledge. And here's one other
Pretty
quick
sure
thing.
You can't pledge over the text.
Yeah,
but
no,
you
no,
can
no.
Do the other thing.
I was misspeaking.
Yes.
But one thing I want to make sure that you understand is when you do go online and pledge there, none of your data is resold, reused, or captured, or done anything.
Right.
We literally just will do the pledge up, and if anything, the data is just used to send you a thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for your or a receipt and your acknowledgement. That data is then no longer used.
Right.
You know, we don't keep it for history or anything else, folks. So it's gone. But we thank you very much for taking the time and sitting there and filling that out and pledging.
Yep. Thank you so much. And we also want to thank Edward for his generous donation. Thank you so much, Edward. You've joined Joan and Anonymous and Diana and Brad and Betty and Al and Edward and Gary and Charles and all the people from last week in keeping this show on the air and keeping this station on the air, because the money that you provide us is the money that we use to make the station run. There's no government money. There's no state money. There's no city money. There's no county money. It comes from you. What? All right. That brings us to the end of another show. I want to thank Dave Enright. I want to thank Steve Ray. Don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael's here to keep him on the straight and narrow. I'm Nick Francesco. Thanks to all the people who pledged this week and last week. You have no idea how much we truly, truly appreciate it. And we will see you next week on the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites right here on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you in 166 hours.